Hello and welcome. This file is called GamerFiles Portal. And after listening to this file, you will find there are some side effects of using a portal that GLaDOS neglected to tell you. Every time you go through a portal, you will feel a pleasurable tingle, and you will also feel a cumulative building up of pleasure and of confusion with every portal you use. And this pleasure and confusion will stay until you move through an emancipation grill, at which point the confusion will just fade away and the pleasure will be discharged. Depending on the number of portals you have used, this will either be a massive burst of pleasure or maybe even an orgasm. Now, if that's something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax, lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it go, and let's begin.
Relax, we're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away, all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, remember to forget. As this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words. As you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along, listening only to my voice, Now it's time to give you a few new triggers that will make any game of Portal much more interesting for the rest of the day. But first of all, let's make sure that you will always be safe. Because should any of the effects become too intense, you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal. And should anything unexpected happen, any situation that requires you to have your normal abilities, you will also instantly and automatically revert back to normal. So if anything bad happens, you will return back to normal and you will always be safe. And because you know you're always safe, it will be so easy to allow yourself to feel the effects deeply and intensely. And now, let's begin for the rest of the day. Whenever you play Portal, you will feel some effects you never felt before, because there are a few things that GLaDOS neglected to tell you. Using a portal is not without side effects. You can't just teleport a complex biological mechanism like a human without having any side effects. And you will feel the side effects, because every time you move through a portal, you will feel a pleasant tingle over your whole body, a tingle running up and down your body just for a second or two, and it will leave a slight pleasure and a slight feeling of confusion. And every time you move through a portal, this confusion and this pleasure will slowly grow. That's right, they will build and build more and more the more portals you use, and it will only go away. The confusion and the pleasure that are slowly building will only go away when you move through Emancipation Grill. All the pleasure will be released in a wonderful, rewarding burst of pleasure and lust, and all the confusion will instantly fade away, reset to normal. But let's go back to moving through a portal. Every time you move through a portal, you will feel the tingling, the pleasurable tingling sensation stimulating all your nerves. That's right, that's a portal interacting with yourself. It will induce a pleasurable tingle in every cell of your body. It will also have an effect of the fields in your brain, making you a little bit more confused every time you move through a portal, and a little bit more aroused, adding a little bit more lust and a little bit more confusion each and every time you move through a portal. But the sensation of moving through a portal depends on the speed. When you just walk through a portal, you will feel a longer, low-level buzz of pleasure. You will feel the tingling moving up and down through your entire body, slowly, a low-level tingle. But the faster you move through the portal, the shorter but more intense the sensation will be. If you fall through a portal at high speed, you will feel a short but very intense burst of this tingle, of this pleasure, of this arousal. A short, intense spike of arousal and pleasure. So the faster you move through the portal, the shorter but the more intense the sensations will be. If you move through it slowly, you feel a longer, low-intensity tingle. If you move through it really fast, you feel an intense burst of pleasure for just a moment, and then it will be gone. But of course, no matter how fast you move through the portal, you will always become a little bit more confused and a little bit more aroused. It's just the energy of the portal interacting with your brain. With every portal you use, you will become a little bit more aroused and a little bit more confused. So you might want to be really careful with using the portals, or you become too confused to finish the level. And these effects will only go away when you walk through an Emancipation Grill. And when you walk through the emancipation grill, all the built-up arousal will discharge in a burst of pleasure. It's almost an orgasmic feeling. Actually, you might even feel an orgasm if you have moved through enough portals. An intense burst of pleasure and its strength depends on the number of portals you passed. That's right. And if you pass through enough portals, it will be an orgasmic burst of pleasure. You will just have an orgasm. And you can enjoy the afterglow until the next level starts. You can enjoy the immense pleasure, the afterglow, the joy. And you will find that the confusion quickly fades away whenever you move through an emancipation grill. It will just go away as the cumulative effect the portal has on your brain is neutralized whenever you move through an emancipation grill. Will just fade away and you will return to normal. That's right. Beware the side effects of using a portal. The fields will interact with your brain and there will be a cumulative building of pleasure, of lust, and of confusion. And every time you move through a portal, you will feel it. You'll become a little bit more aroused and a little bit more confused. And it will become harder and harder to solve the puzzles. That's right. With every portal you use, it will become harder and harder. So you might want to plan ahead. You might want to be careful with using the portals. Because otherwise, you'll become extremely aroused, extremely horny, extremely confused. And every time you move through a portal, you will feel the burst of pleasure, the tingles on your body, and the intensity and the duration will depend on the speed. When you just walk through the portal, you will feel a longer, low-level sensation. But when you fall through it, you will feel a quick, intense burst of pleasure. You will feel every cell in your body stimulated by the portal. Feeling pleasure from every cell in your body. A quick, intense burst of pleasure. But no matter how fast you move through the portal, you will always feel the cumulative effect. With every portal, you will become a little bit more aroused and a little bit more confused. And it will become harder and harder to find a way out of the test chamber. But on the other hand, you want to find a way out. Because you know all the pleasure that builds up will discharge when you move through the emancipation grill. Where the confusion just fades away, the pleasure will discharge in a big burst of lust, of pleasure, almost an orgasmic burst. And if you have used enough portals, it will be an orgasmic burst of pleasure. You will just have an orgasm. As all the lust and arousal you build up by moving through portals suddenly discharges and you will have an orgasm, that's right, and will motivate you to solve the test chamber. And now it's almost time for you, time to wake back up again so you can enjoy a game of portal. I will count up from 1 to 10 and when I reach 10 you will be wide awake. Alert, awake and aware. 0. Go a little bit deeper. Let all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind. Going twice as deep, becoming twice as strong and intense with each and every number I count up. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back more and more. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Waking up more and more, becoming aware of your body again, becoming aware of your surroundings. 7. As you wake up further, you feel your blood pressure, your pulse, your breathing, everything normalizing. Your muscles build up tension again. 8. Completely waking up. Take a deep breath in with me now. And out.
and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful feeling of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write a comment for this file. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy your next game of Portal. And you might want to be careful with using the portals, because you want to be still alive to enjoy the Emancipation Grill. Not to mention the cake. Thank you for listening and goodbye.